Okay, today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Vav. We left off in daf Hayam and Beis. Let's pick it up again from the two dots just to get back into it. The Gemara, the Mishnah said that 3 days prior to the idolatrous holidays, we're not allowed to do certain transactions with the Ovdei Kochavim. So, frak the Gemara, mi bein on kulei hai, do you really need 3 days? Does it really take 3 days? Do we assume that if you sell them an animal within 3 days, they're already thinking in terms of what they're going to use to be makriv, what they're going to use to be makriv to their avodah zarah? V'atnan barba prakim b'shana mocher behem lechaveru tzarich leodio ima mecharti lishchot bita mecharti lishchot. There are 4 times a year when a Jewish animal salesman has to tell the Jewish people that are buying from him that I either sold the mother of this animal or the daughter of this animal today, because you can bet that the animal that you're selling is going to be shechted today. Ve'elu hein erev yom tov achron shel chag, and those 4 days are erev of the last day of Sukkos of Shmini Atzeres, basically erev yom tov rishon shel Pesach, erev Pesach, ve'erev Atzeres, ve'erev Rosh Hashanah, k'div Rabbi Yosei Aglili, erev Shavuos, and erev Rosh Hashanah also, k'div Rabbi Yosei Aglili, af erev Yom HaKippur and Begalil. And according to Rabbi Yosei Aglili, erev Yom Kippur and Galil also. So don't you see that already it's only one day, that one day is when you can assume people are shechting right away. But 3 days in advance, they're not going to go and buy an animal to shecht 3 days from now on the holiday, they'll buy it erev that holiday. So shouldn't the Ovdei Kochavim work the same way? So says Gemara, no big difference. Hasam de la achila sagi b'chad yoma, hach de la krava b'inan tlasi yomi. Over there, when it comes to when you're just buying the animal to eat it in honor of the festival or something like that, but it's really just to eat it, so then you don't need 3 days to prepare. You just buy it and you shecht it and you eat it. There's not that much to do. But when it comes to using the animal for hakrava, so you want to make sure that the animal is a respectable animal, that the animal looks right, that the animal doesn't have any problems with it, so that's going to be something that takes 3 days. So for hakrava, since the Ovdei Kochavim are going to use it for hakrava, that's why it takes 3 days. So a couple of interesting tosfos in over here. First of all, erev yom tov ha'achron shel chag. So frek tosfos, why yom tov ha'achron shel chag and not yom tov ha'rishon shel chag? Meaning, why is it erev shmini atzeres that we assume they're shechting the animal right away, but not erev sukkis? What about erev sukkis itself? So he says, hadlo nakat yom tov ha'rishon shel chag l'fi shem trudim b'mitzvos lulav v'sukkah ve'en lem penai l'harbos besudos, because people are very busy with a lot of other things. It's a very busy time. You have the mitzvah of lulav, the mitzvah of sukkah, very similar to what the Rama writes in two places, both in the last halacha in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim and in the first halacha in Hilchos Sukkah, that as soon as Yom HaKippurim ends, so right away we have to go build the sukkah. Right away we are involved in the mitzvahs of sukkah. That's part of the nature of that time of the year, is that we busy ourselves so much with mitzvahs. Right after Yom HaKippurim, we barely have time to do any averos, but we also barely have time to be able to shecht animals properly and to buy animals and spend too much time on that also. It's a very, very busy time. That's why we don't mention erev yom tov rishon. The yesh mafarshim, but Tulsa says there are those that explain that these specific 4 times have something unique about them. The bahanach arba prakim timer rabba isbahu yom tov ha'achron shel chag l'fishu zman b'fnei atzmo. The last day, shmini atzeres, is considered its own separate holiday. So shmini atzeres is unique because it's considered v'chalak mishalafanav. It's completely different than all the rest of the days of Sukkos. Tiknu laharbos besuda. So because it's a totally unique holiday that doesn't really have any of its own mitzvos, there is no mitzvah of sukkah, there is no mitzvah of lulav on Shmini Atzeres. So because it's its own holiday, it doesn't have any separate mitzvos, they were misakein to have a lot of su'uda. Not like the rest of Sukkos where you have to have su'udos. You have to have a lot of su'uda, very intense su'udos on Shmini Atzeres. Mashenkin b'shvi'ah shel Pesach, as opposed to shvi'ah shel Pesach, which is just the 7th day of Pesach. It's not its own Yom Tov. V'gamar karbonos shebishmini hayu b'shvil Yisrael. Plus, Shmini Atzeres is very chashuv, because we have the 70 parei achag throughout Sukkos that correspond to the 70 nations of the world, the Gemara Masechta Sukkah tells us. But Shmini Atzeres corresponds, the karbon of Shmini Atzeres corresponds to Klal Yisrael. V'kol achag hayu makrivin neged Ovdei Kochavim. So that's what's unique about Shmini Atzeres. Number 2, the Erev Pesach l'fishu yom Geula v'Yetzia l'Cherus. Erev Pesach is a time of unique celebration and a lot of food, because it's a time where we went out, it was the birth of the nation, we went out l'Cherus. V'Atzeres, Aminim Parakel Dvarma, Kol Moldim Atzeres, B'Ninami L'Chem. Shavuos, everyone agrees, it's the one Yantif where everyone agrees you need L'Chem also. That there needs to be physical celebration with L'Chem, something for us. Right, because Shavuos is Kabbalah Satorah. Rosh Hashanah, Mimreshu Tchilas Hashanah, Mar B'Mesudah L'Asso Simen Yafeh. And he says Rosh Hashanah is unique in, it's not just the Chiyuv Su'udah, but it's a very intense Chiyuv Su'udah, because Rosh Hashanah, we want to have a lot to eat, and we want to be able to act as if we have plenty at our tables, because everything is about a Simen on Rosh Hashanah. We always try to make a Simen of what the year is going to be like. So it's a Simen Yafeh to bring a lot of food out, and to have all the steak and all the meat that we want. There are a lot of things we do on Rosh Hashanah as a simon. Fine, so we know about the simanim on Rosh Hashanah. So these 4 days are uniquely chosen, not because stam, there's a mitzvah of achila. We don't pick Erev Shabbos. On Erev Shabbos, you have to have sudos also. No, these 4 days are uniquely chosen because there's an intense mitzvah of achila. What about Erev Yom HaKippurim? So, Frek Tosfos, we said Erev Yom HaKippurim Begalil, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. It says, Gemara Mesachas Ksubos talks about when you have Yom Kippur falls out on Monday, that we make sure that that shouldn't happen, because of Gzeirah Shem Yishchut Ben Of, because we're worried that if Yom Kippur falls out on Monday, that means Erev Yom Kippur falls out on Sunday, and if Erev Yom Kippur falls out Sunday, it means we're going to need a lot of food for Sunday, and we're worried Gzeirah Shem Yishchut Ben Of, that you're going to shecht an animal on Shabbos to prepare for your Erev Yom Kippur meal. So Frek Tosfos, of all of the days that people are constantly shechting, that we just mentioned in our Gemara, so 4 of them no one argues about, that those are days that people are constantly shechting. 1, people argue about whether it's a day people constantly shecht. So why would the Gemara and Ksubas choose the one that people argue about, Erev Yom Kippurim, and not the 4 that everyone agrees about? Why does it leave aside the other 4 and say, oh, Erev Yom Kippur, we can't allow that to fall on Sunday? What about letting any of these other days fall on Sunday? So says Tosos, Teshapir Parachalib Drabbanan, Deikir Pirchemi Ben Ov Dafka, De Behema Yikatirch Yisir La Apila. He says, no, the point is, it's not a Gzeira Shema Yishchot. It's a Gzeira Shema Yishchot Ben Ov. It's not that we're afraid that you're going to shecht an animal. A gasa, you're not going to forget and just accidentally shecht it. It takes enough tircha, enough trouble, enough time, enough energy, that by the time you're actually up to shechting it, hopefully you'll remember that it's Shabbos and you're not going to shecht it. Right? We're not worried about someone shechting on purpose on Shabbos. We're worried about someone feeling the pressure of having to get a meal ready and forgetting that it's Shabbos and shechting. But in Erev Yom Kippur, the minhag is to eat lighter foods. And we eat lighter kinds of meat also. We don't eat heavy meat. So we eat ben of, we eat birds. Birds take a second to shecht. So that's why Dafka, we chose Erev Yom Kippur when we discuss something not falling out on Sunday. We don't want Erev Yom Kippur to fall out on Sunday, because the amount of effort it takes to shecht the bird is very, very minimal. Okay, back in the Gemara now. So we said when it comes to Lahakrava, you need 3 days to really check out to see that you're going to be bringing a viable karban. Frek the Gemara, Lahakrava Sagi B'Tlas Yomi, is 3 days really sufficient when it comes to Akrava? Va'atanya, but don't we have a brisa that tells us, Sholim Duchsa Pesach, Kodim Pesach, Shloshim Yom, Rimshugim Liyal, Omer Shtei Shabbosos, that you need 30 days, or 2 weeks at least, to prepare for Pesach, and presumably it's because of the karban Pesach, and since there are so many details of the carbon, we need 2 weeks or 30 days to look at the carbon. So 3 days isn't enough when you're planning on hakrava. You need what? Much more than that. Answers the Gemara, Anand Shchichi Mumin Tepasli Afilu Beduk and Shabbat Ayin Bein and Tlas Nyomin. We who have so many dinim of Mumin that would pass the carbon, so we require 30 days, because even a cataract in the eye would be a problem. But Inu de Mechusar Everislu Betlas Yomisagi. But the Ovdei Kochavim, when it comes to their hakrava, the only thing they're going to pass if it's mechusar eiver, if it's missing a limb. So therefore it's enough to have 3 days for them, because to check that it's not missing a limb, it's good enough to have 3 days. So does this halacha of shol and duchsa pesach lamed yom still apply nowadays? The Gemara seems very clear that it's all about the karban. Nowadays we don't have a karban. Do we still have this halacha? So says Tosfos, v'afal pi shegam ata she'in karban shol and duchsa pesach kodem lamed yom, even though nowadays we still do shol and duchsa pesach lamed yom, even though we don't have a karban. karban anymore. So it sounds, Tosfos is asking, doesn't that sound against this Gemara that the whole basis of the Lamed Yom is because of the karban? That's not a raya that it's not about the karban, the fact that we still do it. Primarily, they were misaking it because of the karban. How do I know primarily Shaul and Bichsa Pesach Lamed Yom relates to the karban Pesach? Because the source of it is Moshe Rabbeinu telling Klal Yisrael on Pesach Rishon about the halachos of Pesach Sheni. Now, how many halachos of Pesach apply in Pesach Sheni? Exactly one. The halach of carbon Pesach. There's no matzah, no chametz, none of the other stuff applies to Pesach Sheni. It's only carbon Pesach. So you see, the very source of the Lamed Yom relates to carbon Pesach, right? Some of the poskim say anyway that with Hilchas Hagalos Kalim and Pashring and Bedikas Chametz, Pesach is something that requires so much more preparation than any of the other Yom Tovim. Even without the carbon, we have plenty to learn over the course of 30 days. Okay, says Gemara Vayitz, the Domer of Lazar. Now we're trying to establish this idea that for the Ovdei Kochav, the only mum that they're worried about is Mechusa Rever, as if there's a limb missing from the animal. Domer of Lazar, minayin Mechusa Rever da Asul B'nei Noach. How do I know that Mechusa Rever is Asur for a Ben Noach? That a Ben Noach wants to be Makriv, that a Mechusa Rever is going to be a problem for him. That when it comes to the teva, to Noach preparing animals to bring on the teva, it says mikol chay mikol basar shnayim mikol tavi el teva lachiosi tach zachar nekeva yiyu. Right, that he has to take two of each animal to live with him on the teva. Amrit Torah vebehema shechayin rashi evarim shala. So we darshan that the pasuk means when it says mikol chay, that it means that the rashi evarim are alive, that it has all of the evarim intact. So that's how we know Mechusar Ever. If you look at Tosfos on the bottom, interesting, Tosfos says, Yesh L'daktek Milashon Aser Shu Isur Gamor Ben Noach Musar B'davar. When we say that Ben Noach is Aser in Mechusar Ever, sounds like it's a real Isur from the Bnei Noach, that they're not allowed to bring a karban that's Mechusar Ever. The tema, my time Elochash V'Levat Dizayim Mitzvah Shen Stavu V'Yishchayv Olav Misa. So Frek Tosfos, if that's really true, why isn't it on the list of Dizayim Mitzvah Bnei Noach? If it's really usher for a Ben Noach to bring carbon, that's Mechus Rever, it should have made the Zion mitzvos. Ve'en lomer mishum da'asarase l'ksiva behedya, ha'mechal hein ha'tashmei alav, g'dashin mikol yitzagan ha'chol tochel, v'lo gezel, v'davak b'ishto, v'lo b'ishas chavero. And says those, don't tell me, because it never says it in a lashon of lo sasei in the Torah. It only says in terms of the positive of what he should do, that we derive that he shouldn't bring a Mechus Rever. And that's why it doesn't make the Zion mitzvos, because Tosfos says, two of the other ones on the list are also only said in the positive, and we derive the negative from the positive. Like when it says v'davak b'ishto, that he should connect to his wife by Adam Rishon. V'lo be'ishas chavero is how we darshan. We see from that positive formulation what the negative iser is, and the same is true. We call itzagan ochal tochel. You could eat from any tree in the garden. And lo begezel, but you can't steal. So we see other mitzvos b'nei Noach that are formulated in a positive way, and still it makes the list. Eliyesh Lomar, so says to us what you have to say is, the high kumasehu, to me ish ish marbin and shovdikhav nodrim nidorim undavos ki Yisrael, vim nadar mechusar ever, aminim leikum vahave karban shalem, kumaseh lo kachashiv. He says, all of the Zionists of Bnei Noach are things that they can't do. This is a kumaseh, this is something that they have to do. What does it mean mechusar ever is asr for Ben Noach? It doesn't mean that it's asr, it means that if he made a neder, a nidavah, to bring a karban, and what he brought is a mechusar ever, he has a chiv of a kumaseh to go and really fulfill the neder now, because that was not a fulfillment of the neder. And anything that's b'kum va'aseh is not going to make the list of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. Frak to the Rabbi Kiva Eger and Gilyan Ashas on the margin of the page over here, Yesh la'ayin, lama omun lahave shalem. Why would we tell him to go bring a regular animal? Who says he has to keep his nedarim? Where's that on the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach? That he has a chiyuv to follow nedarim. Va'amar harei alai mikol makom ein ben noach mitzuvah alav de lo yachel. He's not mitzuvah in the yisra of lo yachel dvaro, of not breaking his promises. Val motzis vasecha, and on observing everything that comes out of his mouth. El de barotz lahakrav mechusar ever omrim lo sholo yikrav av lahavi acheris minayin lanu. Right, certainly if he wants to be makrav a carbon, we tell him not to bring a mechusar ever. But where do we have ever find that he has to go bring another one if he brought a mechusar eiver? So the Rabbi Kivegu is not sure where Tosos gets this idea from. But anyway, we darshan the idea of mechusar eiver from the pasuk of Mikol Achai, Mikol Basar Shnayim Mikol. So frek the Gemara, don't we already need that pasuk 3 lines from the bottom on Hayim Beis? Hai mi bayli lemutei treifa delo. We already need that pasuk to tell me that Noach was not allowed to bring a treifa into the teva, that he had to bring healthy animals into the teva. So nothing about mechusar eiver. So it says Gemara treifa milichyo zera nafka. Treifa we learn from the words lichyos zera, right? So that's how we learn treifa. Treifa we don't need this pasuk for. So says Gemara hanich leman yamar treifa eni yoledes. That works very well if you assume that treifa can't give birth. So when you say the reason you're bringing these animals into the teva is so that they can have children, so then I understand that you're excluding a treifa because a treifa can't have children. Leman yamar treifa yoledes meikel member. But if you hold the treifa is capable of having children, so then how do you see from the words Lichyos Zera that a treifa is excluded? Maybe a treifa is not excluded, and therefore we're back to assuming that a treifa must be excluded only from the pasuk of Mikol Achai Mikol Basar, in which case we still don't have a source that Mechusar Eiver is a problem. So says the Gemara, no, how do we know treifa is excluded? Not from that pasuk, from a different pasuk. Amakra Itcha B'domen Lach. Noach is told to bring animals into the teva itcha with him, and we darshan that means bidomenach, animals that are similar to him, and that means just like, is similar in health to him, just like Noach wasn't a treifa, the animals that he brings into the teva also must not be treifos. Frak the Gemara, how do you know Noach wasn't a treifa? V'dilma Noach gufei treifa hava. Maybe Noach himself was a treifa. And so the Gemara, Tamim Ksiv Bey. No, he couldn't have been a treifa. Pasuk says, he was ish tzadik tamim haya b'dorosav. Tamim means not a treifa, means he was complete. So we know Noach wasn't a treifa. Frak the Gemara, that's what it means? When you read the pasuk, Noach ish tzadik tamim haya b'dorosav, it means that he was physically healthy? No, v'dilma tamim b'drachav haya. Maybe tamim means in his interactions with people, the way he did things, he was a tamim. So tzaddik sivbeina, he already says he's a tzaddik, so it can't mean that. Tamim must mean physical. Tzaddik means that he was a righteous person. Says Gemara, no, dilma tamim b'drachav, tzaddik b'maisav hava. Two different things. Tamim means in his midos, in his the way about him. Tzaddik means in his particular actions, in the things that he did. He was a tzaddik in his maisim. Tamim is also about who he was, about the ishiyut of Noach, not about not about his physical health. So again, where do we know that Noach was not allowed to bring a treifa onto the teva if not for the pasuk of Mikol Achai Mikol Basar? So says Mar Lo Salka Daitach to Noach Gufei treifa Hava. You can never even have a hava mina that Noach was a treifa. Di Salka Daitach to Noach treifa Hava. Because if Noach was a treifa, so what was God telling him? Bring animals that are physically like you. And if he was a treifa, God was telling him, you have to bring treifas onto the teva? Why would you have such a requirement? That would be ridiculous. So Yisal Kedai Tugnach Treifa Ava Amrle Rechmana Kaveseich Ayel Shlem and Lot Ayel. You have to bring only treifa animals onto the teva and not regular animals onto the teva? That can't be. So we see that Noach clearly wasn't a treifa. So that's why we already know that a treifa could not be brought onto the teva. And the pasuk we initially quoted is free to teach me that a ben Noach is aser b'mechusa reva. That Mechusar Evarim is a problem for Ben Noach. A number of important comments of Tosos over here. First of all, on the top Tosos, Man Yom Trefi Yolad is Michael the Meimar. Says Tosos, Pirush Ulididei Itzrich Mikol Achai Lemai Trefa. The whole point of the Gemara was that the original pasuk we quoted would be required to teach me Treifa and not Mechusar Evarim, according to the Shita, that a Treifa is able to have children. Vim Tomar Treifa Nami Hechi Mimate Mehaikra. How could you then, if that's what the Gemara was thinking, how could we exclude treifa from the pasuk of Mikol Achai, Hamandi Islay Treifa Yoledes Kolshkein Dislay Nami Treifa Chaya? Because if you hold that a treifa can give birth, then you must also hold that a treifa can survive for more than 12 months. Meaning, how do we darshan from the pasuk of Mikol Achai to exclude a treifa? Because you need animals that are going to survive, and a treifa is never going to survive. But if you hold that a treifa can give birth, then you hold the treifa can survive also. There is such a shita that a treifa can survive more than 12 months. Because even if you hold that a treifa can't give birth, you would still hold that it's possible that a treifa can live more than 12 months. It's more likely that a treifa will be able to live than to be able to have children. How do we even have a havamina to darshan from the pasuk mikalachai, according to the shita that a treifa can't give birth, to exclude a treifa if a treifa can't? That a treifa can give birth, to exclude a treifa if a treifa can give birth, it could certainly live. So you can't exclude it from kalachai. So says Tosus, no, chai doesn't mean in the literal sense to be breathing and heart beating. Kolachai means that it should be vibrant, that it should be healthy and vibrant. And a treifa, while it may be able to give birth, and while it may be able to live more than 12 months, it's not going to be vibrant. A treifa, avagav du chai, mikol makom in a bria, it's not healthy. Elachola kol yameha, umismata va'olechas. That a treifa, the longer it lives, the more it degenerates. Its condition just continuously degenerates. It doesn't have that sense of chiyus that a treifa would have. Now, mechusrei varim, we could exclude from that pasuk, right? He says, va'olechas umayit shapir mayit krad mikol achai, tfei mechusrei Ever shakulo bari, right? Mechusar ever is a very healthy animal. It just happens to be missing a finger. It happens to be missing half an arm, whatever it is. But mechusar evarim could be very, very healthy. V'chayim, it's going to live and get healthier and stronger. And chutz me'ever echad, it's just missing one limb. So mechusar ever, we could take see from that pasuk because. Mechusar ever is less likely to exclude from that pasuk than a treifa. If we're given the choice, we would sooner exclude treifa because a treifa doesn't have that sense of chiyus. Mechusar ever does have that sense of chiyus. Fine. Another important tosus, we suggested that maybe Noach himself was a treifa. Frek tells us a very simple question. We have a very clear raya that Noach wasn't a treifa, and that is that the generally assumed, although we just saw there are shitos otherwise, generally we assume, what's the definition of a treifa? Something that has a disease that's going to cause it to die within the next 12 months. Noach survived not only the mabul, he survived years after the mabul as well. So isn't that a raya that Noach was not a treifa? So Frek tells us, Avgav shechai l'achar mikan shonim rabos, mikol makom ba'os ha'shal lo ha'yodeim ha'yotreifa o'shalim, she'enich milahavi treifa mitam domen lach. He says, yeah, but he couldn't have known that at the time. Maybe he thought he was a treifa. And Tosfos says, come on, that's ridiculous. You can't say that that's the answer, that he thought he was a treifa. V'loni hirutir zed, dal korch lo osiru el mitreifas agoli v'nikr, dibi treifa shebeseso lo yachal havchin. So what was God telling him? Bring a treifa like you, that you can't tell it's a treifa, that it's not obvious? No, whatever treifas he was telling him about had to be treifas that were evident and that were clear. So you can't say, oh, Noach may have been a treifa, but he didn't realize he was a treifa. No, it would have to have been something that was clear. So it must be our Gemara is assuming, in that line of the Gemara, when we suggest Noach was a treifa, must be assuming that a treifa can in fact survive, that a treifa can actually live for more than 12 months. Good. Fine, says the Gemara Viter. V'hashto denafkalei me'itcha l'chio zera lamali. Wait a second. Now that we have the pasuk me'itcha bedomelach, right, that teaches me that that just like Noach wasn't a treifa, the animals that came on the teva also could not be treifos. So what does that shita do with the pasuk of l'chio zera? Now we had the shita that holds that a treifa can't give birth learns from l'chio zera that you can't have a treifa. Right? But the shita that holds a treifa can give birth learns treifa cannot be brought on the table from itcha. So what does he do with the pasuk of l'chio zera? What do I need that pasuk for? Fred Tosos, if you look at the Tosos in the first wide line, Vim Tomer, Lamandi Amar Trefa Eni Yoledis, Venafkal and Trefa Melichia Zera, Vim Kain Itcha Lamali. So he says, but why don't we ask the question the other way around also? If you hold that you are darshaning Lichia Zera, so then what do you do with the Pasuk of Itcha? right? Either way, we have the two shitas about whether a treifa can give birth or cannot give birth, darshan from two different psukim, how we know a treifa couldn't be brought in the teva. Is it from lecha zara? Is it from itcha? So we're only asking, if you learn it from itcha, what do you do with lecha zara? What about if you learn it from lecha zara, what do you do with itcha? So he says, ve'ein lecha zorche dekrahu, tahagabi moshe darshin itcha bedamun lach. And don't tell me that the word itcha is just a normal way of the pasuk speaking, but nothing is meant to be darshan from it, because we find that we do darshan the word itcha. So he says, ve'eshlam darshin hachinami itcha, shiut feilin lach. Maybe itcha means to tell you that as important as the animals are and as important as it is to keep animal life alive, human beings are more important, and not to lose that perspective. Maybe that's what he darshins from itcha. Very similar to v'chayachicha imach, that you should allow your brother to live with you, which means chayecha kodmin, your own life comes before your brother's life. That if you have self-preservation is the first priority. Number one, right? So too, itcha doesn't mean bedomenach, but itcha means that the animals, yes, should come with you onto the teva, and we have to save their lives, but your life is more important. So anyway, back into the Gemara. So the Gemara asks, if you're learning treifa from itcha, what do you do with lecha zera? Says Gemara, no, im itcha havamina l'safsa b'yalma. If it just would have said, bring an animal with you onto the teva, and it should be an animal that's like you, that's not a treifa, I would say, you know why you need an animal that's not a treifa? Because you want it to survive the entire mabul, so that you could have the company of animals on the teva, because it's nice to have pets. When you're cloistered in a small area, you need something to interact with, so it's good to have pets to interact with for company. Vafilu zakin vafilu saris. But the animal that you bring onto the teva doesn't actually have to be able to have children, because that's not the point. The point is just to keep you company. Kas rachmana zera. That's why we need the pasuk of zera to tell me that no, it's not about keeping you company. It's about allowing these animals to procreate and to be able to continue that min. Ibayluhu. So now, period. Now, new issue. Ibayluhu. Shlosh yamim. Hein v'idein odum hein below idein. These 3 days that we say you're not allowed to do, 3 days before the holidays of the idolaters, you're not allowed to do transactions with them. Do those 3 days include the holiday itself, or 3 days before the holiday, and then the holiday will be the fourth day? So the Gemara is going to bring several rayos. The Gemara is going to bring four rayos on this amud to try to answer that question. So Tashema, raya number one. Rabbi Shmuel Amar Shlosha Lefneim, Shlosha Lachrei, and Aser. 3 days beforehand and 3 days afterwards, it's Aser. So Yisal Kadaita Chein V'Idehen, Rabbi Shmuel Yom Idehen Chashav Lehu Meikara V'Chashav Lehu L'Besov. So if you hold Hein V'Idehen, right, then Rabbi Shmuel counts the Yom Ayid both as the 3 days before and as the 3 days after. Meaning, if you hold that the one of the 3 days is the Yontif, so how could you say 3 days before and 3 days after? You just counted the Yontif itself twice. You counted the holiday itself twice, in the 3 days before and 3 days after. So doesn't that show you that the 3 days are independent of the day itself? Says Gemara, no. I did Tana Shlosh Shalthim, Tana Nami Shlosh Shalachrayim. That's just a Shigra Delishna. Once we mentioned 3 days before, he happens to say 3 days after. But in a Chinami, he's double dipped on the Yom Ayyad itself. He counts the Yom Ayyad as one of the three before and one of the three after, but Eirechinami really means and two more after the Yom Ayyad. Tashma, another raya. That Sundays, according for those idolaters that have a holiday every Sunday, so it's always going to be Aser. So, I mean, according to Rabbi Shmuel, 3 days before and 3 days after is Aser, then you're never allowed to do business transactions with people who observe a holiday on a Sunday. Because 3 days before Sunday, 3 days after Sunday, plus Sunday, there you go. That's 7 days a week. There's no other days that you're able to do any business with them. But what does that assume? What does that comment assume? It assumes that the 3 days we're talking about don't include the Sunday itself. Because if it did include the Sunday itself, then Wednesday and Thursday would be mutter, because it would really be only 2 days before Sunday and 2 days after Sunday. That would be a problem. So you see that that it must be that we're assuming that it's 3 days outside of the holiday. So says, Mar, you know what? You're right. According to Rabbi Shmuel, there's not really much of a shaila. We know that Rabbi Shmuel holds the Hain below day, and that these 3 days mean 3 days even without the Yom Ayyad, 3 days before the Yom Ayyad, 3 days after the Yom Ayyad. We want to find a raya that's going to explain what the Rabbanan hold. Do the Rabbanan also hold it's 3 days independent of the Omayyad? Samar Vina Tashma, let's bring a raya. Ve'elu Heini Daya, so this is the third raya overall on the page. The first two were effective in teaching us Rabbi Yishmael's Shita, but now we're going to try to teach what the Rabbanan Shita is. Tashma Ve'elu Heini Daya and Shalovdei Chavim. These are the holidays of the Kochavim. Kalanda Satrunaya Ve'kartasim. Vamar of Chanan Barava, Kalanda Ches Yamim Achar Tkufa. The holiday of Kalanda is 8 days after the winter solstice. Satrunaya Shmona Yamim Fnei Tkufa is 8 days before the winter solstice. V'simunayach Achar V'kedem Tzorasani. And the simon to remember them is Achar V'kedem Tzorasani, that they caused Tzoras before and after. V'salkadaitach Hein V'idehen Asaravu. But if you hold Hein V'idehen, then it should really be 10, right? Why does it say 3 days before the Yomtov? Meaning if the 3 days include the Yomtov itself on a typical Yomtov, on a typical Yom Ayid, so think about it. When the Yom Ayid itself lasts for 8 days, then how long is it going to be Aser? Those 8 days plus 2 days before. So it should be 10 days. But if the 3 days mean 3 days aside from the Yom Ayid, not including the Yom Ayid, so just like it's 3 days before a 1 day Yom Ayid, it's 3 days before an 8 day Yom Ayid. And it makes sense to express it in terms of 3 days, no matter how long the Yom Ayid itself actually is. Always express it in terms of 3 days, because we're not focusing on the Yom itself at all. But if you're going to be focusing on the Yom itself, then by the 8 day Yom Ayid, it's not 3 days before. If you're counting the Yom Ayid, it's 10 days before, because it's 2 days plus the Yom Ayid. So Tana Kule Kalanda Chad Yom Chashavla. So says Gemara, it's not a raya. Maybe the Tana considers the entire Yom Ayid, no matter how long it goes on for, as if it were 1 day. Amar Ravashi Tashma, let's bring a final raya. Lefnei Yidein Shalavik Chavim Shloshi Yamim. V'isal Kedai Tachain V'Yidehen. If it's Hein V'Yidehen, listening Yidein Shalavik Chavim Shloshi Yamim, let it say Yidein Shalavik Chavim is 3 days. If we're counting the Yom Ayid in the mix, why do we say Lefnei Yidehen? There aren't 3 days before if you're counting the Yom Ayid as one of the days. Maybe we say Lefnei to teach me that the 3 days only cover through the Yom Ayid, but don't cover days that are after the Yom Ayid, meaning Lafukim mid Rabbi Shmuel. If that were really the case, listening Idam Shalavdik Chavim Gimel Yamim Lefnehem. Don't say Lefnei Yom Ideim, say that the Yom Ayid of Avdei Chavim, or the holiday season of Avdei Chavim, is Gimel Yamim and Lefneim, and it's all before as opposed to after. So Ela Shmamina Hein Below Ideim Shmamina. So it must be that when we say these 3 days, the way it's formulated in the Mishnah shows us that these 3 days are not including the holiday itself. It's 3 days excluding the holiday, period. Ibayilahu. Now back to a very basic question. This whole idea of not doing transactions with the of the Kochavim in advance of their holidays. Mishamar Vacha, Odum Mishamuvneva Lusitin Mishal. We mentioned this when we did Daf Beis. We mentioned this on Monday. What's the reason for it? Is it because we're afraid that because of his success, he's going to go and thank his Avodah Zarah, and then the Jew will be in violation of Lo Yishama Al Picha, of allowing an Avodah Zarah to be thanked as a result of his actions? Or maybe no, maybe it's because of Lifnei Iver L'Sitin Michshal. I'm going to give him an animal that he's going to then go and use as a carbon to the Avodah Zarah. So it's Mamish Lifnei Iver and Avodah Zarah. So what's the real reason for this Isser? So says the Gemara, L'may Nafkamina. What's the Nafkamina between what the reason for the Isser is? Nafkamina is very simple, says the Gemara. De Isle Behem L'Didei. Iyam Risham Harvacha Haka Maravachlei. Iyam Risham Iver L'Sitin Michshal Isle L'Didei. What if he has other animals? If it's because of Harvacha, well, now he has one extra animal, so he still has what to be thankful for, so that would still be a problem. But if it's because of Lifnei Iver that you're providing him with the ability to do Avodah Zarah, well, if he has other animals, you're not providing him with the ability to do Avodah Zarah. He had the ability to do Avodah Zarah with the other animals. You're just giving him another option. But he had plenty of ability. You're not helping him. You're not aiding him in enabling him to do Avodah Zarah. This is an important tshuva, the Pnei Yeshua. And again, the tshuva's Pnei Yeshua was not written by the Pnei Yeshua, it was written by the Pnei Yeshua's grandfather. But the tshuva's Pnei Yeshua, Yordea Sim Gimel, writes, proves from this Gemara that Lifnei Iver of a Goy, Bizman Hazeh, after Matan Torah, is only an Issa Drabbanan. Because, he says, if it were Nisa Daraisa, why is this Nivaya de lov shita. We would say that it should for sure be lifnei iver, because it's nisadar raisa of lifnei iver, and we paskin. So it must be that we paskin that it's only nisar, right? And we paskin that this whole issue, meaning what we should have said is as follows: this issur of shloshi yom lifnei yom idehem, is that an issur darabanan or an issur daraisa? Throughout the sugi, we assume that's darabanan. It's all a darabanan issue. But if the reason was an issue of lifnei iver, and lifnei iver on a guy is daraisa, why do we assume that this is a din darabanan? Maybe this is really a bona fide din daraisa. It's not a din darabanan. From the fact that the Gemara doesn't answer, come on, we're assuming it's a darabanan, it can't be a lifnei iver issue, shows you that the Rabbanan that the Gemara assumed that the lifnei iver issue is itself only a din d'rabbanan. So that's the unbelievable chiddush of the Pnei Yeshua, that lifnei iver on a goy bizman hazeh is only mid'rabbanan, which is very questionable for a number of reasons. A lot of the achronim are not happy with that. What they suggest is, no, the reason why the isra of lifnei yom ideyam is only an isra d'rabbanan is that lifnei yom ideyam, we don't know for sure that he's going to go and use it for a karban. So out of the suffix that maybe he will, that's not enough to make it lifnei iver d'oraisa. But if the guy says, I want this animal for a karban, and I don't have an animal, and you give him that animal for a karban, then it would still be lifnei iver mid'oraisa. So most of the achronim disagree with the Pnei Yeshua on this issue. Okay, says the says the Gemara Vayter. So wait a second. We just said if the guy already has his own animal, then it's not going to be lifnei iver to give him a different animal within 3 days of his celebration. So Frekling Gemara, is that true? 2 lines from the bottom. Vavamiral v'chi islay lo avar mishum iver l'sit and mikshal. If he already has another animal, is it not a violation of lifnei iver l'sit and mikshal? Vatanya Amar Rabbi Nasan minayin shlo yoshadad mkoshel yayin l'nazir. How do I know that you're not supposed to give to pass a kos of yayin to a nazir, so v'evr menachai lebnei noach, or to pass evr menachai to ben noach, tamalomer lifnei iver l'sitin michshol. Pasuk says lifnei iver l'sitin michshol. V'ahacha d'chi lo yavinu le'shakli ihu. Now, if you don't pass him the wine, he'll go get the wine himself. So you're not enabling him; you're just aiding him. And nevertheless, for covering mishum lifnei iver l'sitin michshol, we see that it's still a problem of lifnei iver. Answers the Gemara, the most famous yisod of the halacha of lifnei iver. Hacha mayaskina dekai betray avri nahara. That in the case of hoshit yayin the nazir, of giving wine to the nazir, when is it lifnei iver daraisa? Only when you're on two sides of a river, meaning he doesn't have access to the wine. He has no way to get that wine without you. You are enabling him to drink the wine by giving it to him, and he never would have been able to without you. If you were on Chad Avra Dinari, you were on the same side of the river, and he's just too lazy to bend down and pick it up, and you're just picking it up for him, but he could have just gotten it just as easily himself, then it's not Lifnei Iver Midaraisa. It's still a separatist from Midrabanim, Misayel De Avra Avera, but it's not Lifnei Iver Midaraisa. Deka Nami, and how do I know that we are on two sides of a river in the case of the Nazir? Dekatani Lo Yo. It says not to pass it to him. It doesn't say don't give it to him. Meaning giving would have implied that he could have gotten it himself. Must be dealing with a case where he could not have gotten it himself. Of all the Yisurim in the Torah, though, we want to come up with an example of Lifnei Iver. Yayin l'nazir, how often does that one come up? Right? Why don't we pick that as the example? So says Tosos, a very interesting chiddush. Says if a Jew asks you, can you pass that nevela meat to me? So is your first thought, oh, the Jew wants to eat the nevela meat? No, maybe your thought is that the Jew wants to give the nevela meat to his dog. He wants to do, I don't know. But if someone says, pass me the wine, he's not giving the wine to his dog. He's not doing anything else with the wine. All he's doing with the wine is to drink it. Meaning, the situation is one where there's nothing else that he could do other than drink it. So when you know exactly what he's going to do, that's where it's going to be a problem of lifnei iver. So if a Jew asks for chaz or whatever else, then it wouldn't be a problem to pass it to him, because you don't know what he's going to do with it. But he says, what if he's a mumer l'avodah zarah, and he asks for a dvar yisur? You know that he violates these yisurim all the time, when it's davar yadua, that he plans on eating it, so then you're not allowed to pass it to him. Right? This is not a heter to give a non-from Jew in a restaurant, let's say, a piece of nevela, when you know that he's clearly coming to eat, he wants the nevela, he's certainly interested in eating it. A couple of quick lifnei iver points. The Minchas Elazar points out a raya. He thinks we have a raya from this Gemara that a Ben Noach is mitzuva al hashituf. That not only is Ben Noach, does Ben Noach have to believe in God, but he's not allowed to believe in any in any combination of powers. He has to believe in ichud Hashem as well. Why? Because when the Gemara was looking for a nafkamina, whether it's mishum harvacha or mishum lifnei iver, the Gemara could have said that if it's mishum harvacha, it's also mishum lo yishama al picha, because Yisrael is mitzuva al shituf. Meaning mishum harvacha, what's the issue? The issue is that you're going to be doing the avera, that you're going to be causing avodah zarah, you're going to be causing his hodah to the avodah zarah lo yishama al picha. That would apply in something that in the type of avodah zarah that's also for you, even if it's not Asr for the Ben Noach. But when it comes to Lifnei Iver, it means you're causing him to do an Avera. Now, if he, let's say, goes and worships Shituf, he worships a Trinity, something like that, some combination of powers, so if it's an issue of Harvacha, well, you caused it, and therefore it's your problem, so it is Asr. But if a Ben Noach is not Mitzuva on it, and you just cause him to go do Shituf, well, he's allowed to do it anyway. So then it's no problem of Lifnei Iver. So if the issue is Lifnei Iver, then it shouldn't be a problem. So says Minchas Lazar, it's a raya from here, that a Ben Noach is Mitzuva on Shituf. There are many, many Achronim that assume not that way. The Shach in Yardeas, Sim Kufnan Aleph, Sivkat and Zayin, B'Shem the Darkei Moshe, and the Ramon Or Chaim, Sim Kufnan Vav, says that B'Zman Azeh, we could be Mekel, to be Mishtatev in Manachrim, because their Avodah is only Ali Dei Shituf, and Ben Noach is not Mitzuva on Shituf. So you see that Shituf is that's a major issue beyond this sugya. Aside from that, Rashi on Chumash and Lifnei Iver L'Sit and Mishlam Parshas Kedoshim. Rashi quotes the name of the Medrash Lifnei Asuma B'Davar L'Titein Eitz Hashenu Agenes Lo. Lifnei Iver has nothing to do with Averos. It's when someone is blind about something, don't give him bad advice. So Lifnei Iver really has two meanings. Don't cause someone to do an avera, and don't give someone general bad advice. So what about, if we're going to assume that Lifnei Iver applies to a guy, so is it also us to give a guy bad advice? So it would seem so, if you're not allowed to cause a guy to do an iser, and that's because of Lifnei Iver, so it would seem that you're not allowed to give a guy bad advice either. That's also Lifnei Iver. What's difficult is, the Rabbeinu Yonah writes in the Shari Tshuva, in Shar Gimel, Siman Nun Gimel, Asr lahasi eitza she'ena hogenes lebnei amenu, that you're not allowed to give a Jew bad advice. Sefer HaChinuch also, Reish Lamed Beis, lo lahachshel bnei Yisrael, la seislam eitza ra'a. You're not allowed to give a Jew bad advice. So what seems that we have is a split, that when it comes to the Yisra of causing them to do Averos, that applies to non-Jews as well, to causing a non-Jew to do an Aver as well. When it comes to the issue of bad advice, for some reason, so these Rishonim assume that it only applies to a Jew. Why there should be that difference is a major discussion in the Achronim, one that we don't have time for now. Says the Gevara Reviter, Ibayilhu, Nasav and Asan Mai, what if you actually did business with the guy 3 days before the Yom Ayid? So is it Asr Ba'ana now? Whatever you got from him is Asr to use? So Rabbi Yochanan, Nasav and Asan, Asr, Reish Lakish, Nasav and Asan Mutter, Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, Esvei, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, Asan, Reish Lakish, how can you say it's Mutter? And don't we learn that Idein Shalav Dechavim, whatever business you did is Aser? So doesn't that mean business that you did with them Lifnei Idehen is Aser? So answers Reish Lakish, Lo, Idein Dafka. No, stuff that you did with them on the Yom Ayin, that's going to be Aser. That Amoda. Lifnei Idehen, though, is going to be Mutter. Ikadamri, others have the conversation as Reish Lakish on the attack. Eser Rav Shimon Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, Idein Shalav Dechav Nasav Nasan Aser, Idein In Lifnei Idein Lo. Don't you see it says explicitly that only Idein is Aser, but whatever you do Lifnei Idein is going to be Mutter. So Tani Idividi Idein Karile. So Rabbi Yochanan would respond, no, we call everything Idein. We call the days leading up to it Idein as well. Tani Kavasid Reish Lakish, another riot to Reish Lakish. Kishamru Asul Asis Lasimam Lo Asul Bedavar Meskayim. When we say that you're not allowed to do business with them, means only something that's going to last. But if you're giving them something that's going to wilt and die anyway, so then lo, then it's not going to be a problem. It's not going to be there by the time the holiday comes, then it's not going to be a problem. And even if it is something that's going to last, nasav nasan mutter. So you see exactly like Reish Lakish, that it's going to be mutter. Tanur Rav Zud b'debei Rabbi Yoshia, something that's not going to last very long, you're allowed to sell to them prior to their holiday if it's not going to last till the day of the holiday itself, but you're not allowed to buy from them, because when you buy it from them, they're going to be happy that they got rid of it. A certain min sent a coin to Rabbi Yehuda on their Avodah Zarah holiday. Havyas Reish Lakish Kamei, Reish Lakish was sitting in front of Rabbi Yehuda. What's he going to do with this coin now? Amar Hechi Avid, what am I supposed to do with it? Ashkelei Azulamoda. If I go and I take it from him, he's going to go and be Moda. Look, the Jew needed my money and he accepted my gift. Lo Ashkelei, Havalei Eva. If I don't take it from him, well, I'm afraid what he's going to do to me. It's very impolite and he's not going to be very happy with me. So Amalei Reish Lakish told the Zroko Sol the bar Befanav. Take it and throw it out right in front of his face. Throw it into a bar, into the Grand Canyon, right in front of his face, and he'll never see it again. So Amar Kol Shekein Davi Le'eva, he says, well, don't you think that will upset him if I do that? No, make it look like an accident. This way, he's not going to go around feeling good about himself because he's going to know that you never got anything out of it. And he's not going to be mad at you because it was a simple accident that you happened to have dropped it into a bar. La Shilan Vilishal Man, we said you're not allowed to lend to them or borrow from them in advance of the holiday. Bishlam La Shilan to Kamarvaklu. To lend to them, I understand I'm giving them more stuff. Avalishol Mehen, we'll take a Maidlu. But when I'm borrowing from them, I'm taking away from them. Shouldn't that be a good thing to do right before the Yom Tovim? Some Rabbi Gzer Lishal Man to La Shilan. It's a Gzer that if you borrow from them, we're afraid you're going to end up lending to them as well. Rava Amar Kula Mishum Da Azulamodahu. Rava says no. Even when you borrow from them, they're going to be Azulamoda. They're going to go and thank the Rav are that the Jew needs him. That itself provides them satisfaction. Lalvosam v'lilvos mehen. Bishlam lalvosam. I understand why I'm not allowed to lend them money. Mishum to kamarvuklu. I now just gave them cash. I gave them money. Lalvos mehen amai. But why can't I lend? Why can't I borrow money from them? Amravai gzeir lalvos mehen atu lalvosam. So again, Abaye says it's a gzeir ha atu ha that we're afraid if you're involved in that kind of transaction, it might work the other way as well. Rav Amar kul mishum dazul modu. Rav says it's all because of azul moda. It's all because that you're going to come to that he's going to come and be happy that you needed his money as well. Leproron lefra mehen, to pay them and get paid from them as well. The same conversation or very similar. Bishlam leproron mishum to kamaravuchlu elfra mehen mutim imayitluhu. If you're getting paid from them, aren't you just taken away from them? Amar vay gzeir lefra mehen atu leproron. Rava amar kulu mishum dazul modahu. Rava says it's all because of azul moda. Why do I need all three of these situations? It's tzricha dita nalase. And if it would have only told me the halacha about doing business, mishum to kam ravuklu va'azul moda, it's because when I do business with him, he's gaining from the transaction. He's going to go and thank his avodah zarah. Avolishul man demutikam maylu shaperdami, but to borrow from them where I'm taking away from him, I might think is okay. Vita avolishul man mishum to chashiv le'milsa va'azul moda. And if it talks about borrowing from them, I would say yeah, that's because it's a chash of a thing that I need to borrow from him, so he's going to thank his avodah zarah for that. Avolilvus man sar bi'alma islay, but to borrow money from him, it's just a sar for him. Amar Tuvlo Hadri Zuzi, he leaves him with the anxiety that maybe I'm never going to pay him back. So it's just a tsar for him. Tosfos says, you see from here, it must be talking about a case where you're borrowing without interest. If you're borrowing with interest, then it's not a tsar for him. Vitan Lilvos Mehen, if it would have said Lilvos Mehen Mishum Dekamar Bal Karche Miprana, I would say, yeah, I'm allowed to borrow money from him. I'm not allowed to borrow money from him because I'm going to have to pay him back, and the guy is going to be Azul Moda because he knows I'm going to have to pay him back. Vashtami Azul Moda, Avaliframan, Desulo Hadri Zuze, Ematsari Isle Velo Azul Moda. But to get paid from him where he's never going to see that money again, so I might think that he's not going to be Azul Moda, he's just going to be upset that he had to give up the money. Tzricha, that's why I need to be told in all those cases that there's a legitimate concern that he'll be Azul Moda. Just a reminder, no Daf Yomi Shir here tomorrow or on Sunday. I'll be away. Baruch Hashem, will pick up again on Monday.